Darkula device phishing, KuCoin AML charges, Finland APT 31 culprits cybersecurity news March 25, 2024. The cybersecurity landscape is continually evolving, with new threats emerging regularly. This week's roundup highlights several significant developments. Darkula phishing scheme, a new FAOS platform named Darkula has been identified, targeting mobile users globally. Operating with over 20,000 domains, Darkula offers nearly 200 templates for crafting phishing attacks on both Apple and Android devices. Unlike traditional methods, Darkula employs advanced technologies like JavaScript, Docker, and React, utilizing RCS on Android and iMessage on iOS for distributing phishing links. Users are advised to be cautious of unsolicited links and phishing indicators like grammatical errors or too-good-to-be-true offers. KuCoin AML failures. The U.S. Department of Justice has charged cryptocurrency exchange KuCoin and its founders for violating anti-money laundering, AML, regulations. Despite the requirement for crypto exchanges to implement Know Your Customer, KYC systems, KuCoin allegedly allowed U.S. citizens to trade without fulfilling these obligations. The exchange is accused of facilitating billions in suspicious transactions, and its founders face severe legal consequences. Finland Parliament cyberattack. Finland's police have attributed the March 2021 Parliament breach to the APT31 hacking group associated with the Chinese Ministry of State Security. This revelation follows a joint international investigation by the Finnish Security and Intelligence Service, resulting in arrests and sanctions against several group members, including operatives connected to Wuhan XRZF Front, used for breaching U.S. infrastructure. Typhoon 2FA phishing tool, another FAOS platform. Typhoon 2FA has been identified targeting Gmail and Microsoft 365 accounts by circumventing two-factor authentication, 2FA. This sophisticated tool intercepts session cookies via phishing pages, allowing threat actors to bypass MFA alongside victims. To enhance security against such attacks, users are encouraged to use security keys or app-based OTPs instead of traditional 2FA methods. Google's AI-powered search risks. Google's new AI-powered search generative experience, SGE, has inadvertently promoted malicious websites, distributing scams and malware. Despite its aim to enhance search results with AI-generated summaries, the SGE has been recommending scam sites, particularly those using the online domain, leading users to browser spam subscriptions, fake giveaways, and unwanted extensions. Users are advised to remain vigilant and cautious of suspicious pop-ups and scams. As cyber threats become increasingly sophisticated, maintaining awareness and adopting robust security practices are essential for safeguarding personal and organizational data.